Emergency managers from Washington coastal counties and tribes practiced tsunami alert communication and coordination with state and federal partners Thursday. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports they're trying to smooth out glitches revealed after an undersea earthquake in Alaska in January.
When that magnitude 7.9 quake hit off the coast of Alaska, it triggered a tsunami watch along the Oregon, Washington, and California coasts. Most people slept right through the alert because it came in the middle of the night. Coastal residents who did get the alert were often confused about what to do in a tsunami watch, says Pacific County Emergency Management Director Scott McDougall.
We had people who were self-evacuating as a result of the watch, which just basically said, pay attention, we're going to tell you what to do later. But they thought that meant they needed to go.
McDougall says the difference in messaging a tsunami watch and a tsunami warning needs to be clearer. The warning alert means waves are incoming and you should move inland or to higher ground immediately. I'm Tom Bonsi at Camp Murray near Tacoma.